This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We are back live. More of your phone calls coming up in 15 minutes. A guest joins us from Israel. They've started a political party. And they're fighting back against the forced inoculation, the COVID-10 takeover. It's the same in every country. I was just talking to one of the producers in there, Kevin, whose mother, he tried to warn her, got the second shot. Super ill, basically, you know, thought she was going to die. And her doctor told her, when you get the second shot, well, you go ahead and tell people briefly, Kevin, the story, and we're going right back to Patriot Doctor, who just again laid giant bombshells on us. Go ahead.
So my mother's doctor told her before getting the second shot that she should probably not, you know, go into work for about a week, that she would probably feel like she was hit by a truck. After she got the shot, she ended up having dry heaves and severe chills for the rest of the day. It took her about 24 hours to get over it.
Well, there you go. You say you tried to warn her before, she wouldn't listen. You say she's listening now.
She's definitely listening now.
She has a responsibility, we all do, to warn everyone we know, because she's lucky she's not dead like Hank Aaron and Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Very serious. We have a fellow here whose mother is a senior nurse at a major nursing home. For weeks, they don't even get out of bed, and people are dying. Happy people, they talk to everybody, get the shot, never get out of bed again. The majority of them can't get out of bed weeks later, and they're dying. So it's a soft kill. And, folks, imagine what it's going to do to you down the road. But, again, they're just getting it normalized. Everybody dies now. Well, they're old. They need to go. Doctor, you're there in Missouri. You're witnessing this for yourself. You're witnessing the brain fog. You're witnessing the death. Get back into the number of people that you've seen connected to vaccine that died, and just give us a ballpark idea of how many people you see then, so we can get an estimate of a percentage, a rough, a dead reckoning on the number of deaths here per capita.
I mean, that's actually really tough. I'm trying to get that data, but I know that I go to a certain number of nursing homes, and I know the approximate number of patients that I deal with, and I've had 22 patients, seven of them within the first vaccine within 48 hours, and then the rest, the 14 within the second vaccine, have had events that have caused them to die. And again, if it's not within that 15-minute period from what the CVS says that they need to be monitored, it has nothing to do with the vaccine. So we will never know what kind of effect this vaccine is having on our elderly population. It is horrendous, I'm telling you. I'm trying to keep track the best that I can, but it's very, very difficult.
Because I didn't screen the calls. The calls all loaded up. It's not like you're just calling in saying you're a doctor. I have all the news all over the world. It's killing people in mass. What do you think they're doing here? Just testing to see what we'll put up with?
I don't know what the issue is. Maybe that's the concern. I'm not getting the vaccine. I'm telling every patient that will listen not to get the vaccine. But I was like, okay, if I had a 100-year-old patient about 6 weeks ago, she turned 100 years old. The family had to leave balloons outside of her freaking window because they couldn't come in to celebrate her birthday, probably her last birthday. And so I was like, okay, if they're going to let families come back in to see them. Oh, they're older. Okay, let's go ahead and do this. Maybe. But nothing has changed. They're not letting the families in. That's the horrendous issue with that nobody's talking about. Families are still not allowed to come back into the facilities to see their loved ones. A lot of these patients are giving up. They'd rather be dead than to not see their families anymore. That's why everybody is rushing to try to get this vaccine, because they think everything's going to change, and it's not.
I totally agree. And doctor, what do you make of the World Health Organization, the EU head, Fauci here, NIH, Canada's head health person, saying, oh, you still don't go back to freedom once you have the shot. It doesn't protect you. It's crazy.
This vaccine, what it does, and I know you've talked about this, now, I've researched this extensively. Theoretically, this is all in theory, when you get this vaccine, it's an mRNA vaccine. It mutates your DNA. you know, RNA.
Hold on, back in 60 seconds. I want you to finish. We'll get the other callers. Back in 60. Everybody, you got to get this out. We got to save lives here. It's just life and death.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Fifteen nations in the last 2 days have banned the AstraZeneca mRNA vaccine. More than 40 other nations have quietly banned the Moderna, Pfizer, and other mRNA vaccines because of reported convulsions, death, you name it. And they have had major publications like NewsGuard, owned by Bill Gates, come out and say that we published fake news 2 weeks ago when we said India banned the Pfizer vaccine. They did. But now look at the front page of DrudgeReport.com. InfoWars vindicated yet again. Try to spin that, NewsGuard. Actual articles saying the vaccines aren't hurting you when Bill Gates owns a bunch of the stock and says he gets 20%+ return on it. Germany, France, Italy halt COVID vax over blood clot fears. I'm sorry, it was 15 nations this morning. It's now 17 nations ban them. And a medical doctor just called in and told us what my friends, my family, my neighbors, and what all the news is telling me. There are numbers from the nursing homes that do their job and report it where you'll have 100 patients and 10 die. Where you'll have 200 patients and 15 die. Where you'll have 20 nuns and 2 of them die. Where you have 100 nuns, 3 of them die. I mean, these are the reports. And we have members of Congress now writing letters and saying, what's going on? And top scientists are exposing it. And every day, more top scientists come out. The head former chief scientist at Pfizer came out in December, signed an emergency letter to the EU saying, don't put this out. It doesn't do what they say. It's going to make you have an autoimmune response to this protein that's in all our bodies. It'll liquefy your organs. It'll cause an autoimmune response in a large portion. They said it will destroy the organs. Previous studies show of similar type vaccines, they tested all this, but they skipped animals because it kills the animals. They went right to us. Doctor, you were getting into what this vaccine from your study does. Explain what this gene therapy does, please, sir.
It's mutating your DNA or RNA, and it causes your body to start producing a virus. All a virus is a DNA or RNA sequence. That's all it is. That's why masks don't work. It's strands of DNA. It goes right through it, like you've said, as a chain link fence. It does nothing. But your body starts producing these protein sequences, and your body is constantly making this virus. So your body
and say that again. Say that again. It's telling your body to create a virus. They go, oh, it creates a protein to stop the virus. Well, what does that mean? It's actually producing a virus.
It's producing the virus. Replace the name virus with a DNA or RNA sequence, a sequence of DNA, RNA, whatever that is. It's like a code. It's like a program code. Like, just think of computer programming. It's a code. So your body starts making that and the proteins. And so your body is constantly trying to fight this off now. Okay, so you're becoming genetically modified. You're GMO. And it's constantly making this. And so theoretically, when you see that virus, it just happens to be similar to that code that your body is already making. It's going to fight it off more effectively. That's what they're saying to us. I don't agree with any of this.
But because the top scientists, I mean, we're talking the top virologists, top geneticists, Wolfgang Wurdarg, all of them have said this protein is especially in placentas. It's in all sorts of fast-growing cells. This is going to cause massive issues. And they predicted it would kill a lot of old people, and lo and behold, it's doing it.
Hey, they've been working on this crap for 30 years trying to come up with a vaccine for HIV or AIDS, and they haven't been successful because they've killed off all the animal studies, so they've never come up with it. They've been working on this for over 30 years. And all of a sudden, within days, hours, weeks, with this computer modeling that they've done, I mean, give me a break. This is total bullshit.
I hear you. And listen, Patriot Doctor, it sounded like when you first called in, you almost started breaking down. Did I hear you choking back tears talking about how these old folks are dying and how they can't see their families and how they're falsifying the paperwork?
This is absolute craziness. So whenever a family or patient has to go out to, like, if they're on dialysis 3 times a week or if they have to go see their doctor or whatever, the way that the regulations are stated right now, they have to be quarantined for 14 days. I have patients that have not been able to come out of the room for over a year now because they have to be on dialysis or whatever. And a lot of these patients are demented, so they have to wear masks. And so if they can't wear the masks because they're too demented to keep it on, they have to stay in their room.
So this is wholesale mass torture. What are your colleagues saying? Do they realize they're in a giant Milgram experiment, or can you point that out for them?
A few of them realize what's going on, but they don't want to say anything because they just don't want to say anything. Some of them think we're doing the right things or trying to protect the population.
Oh, we could just save one person. Let's take all the rights away and kill all these people and take COVID patients into the hospitals, but then not let their families see them. This is mass murder. This is a Milgram experiment on steroids. Patriot Doctor, would you like us to get your name and number? We won't release it. And then get you on some of the other shows, maybe even have you Skype in audio so you can
absolutely
be a guest on other shows.
Okay, with that, I have to be careful of how far I go. But absolutely, I want to get more information to you. The other thing I want people, I can't remember if I said this to you guys. The other thing that I want people to, if they have loved ones that are nursing homes, they need to call and find out if they've gotten consent properly to get the vaccine, because there is an issue that I've come across that they're promoting or trying to encourage the social workers to get consent when they haven't actually got consent.
That's right. Because you got a person, they're old, they're kind of out of it, maybe they're half asleep, they haven't signed it, or they lie. And they've given liability protection to Bill Gates and the UN, but they don't have liability from waiving the HIPAA or falsifying medical records. That's a felony. We need good grand juries to indict, and like dominoes, it'll start falling just like Governor Cuomo. We're going to put you on hold, brother, and we're going to get your info so we can have you good audio Skype, not video, in the near future. God bless you, sir. All right. I got to go to break. We got a guest coming on. I'll get to your calls as well. I would have got to more, but that was a powerful caller, but we had him on for 3 segments, obviously. And I should do a whole show or more shows where I just take calls from medical workers, because we didn't screen those calls. I've got more medical workers on the thing telling you this. And, of course, you know he's a doctor. You know it's all true. It's in the news what he's saying. I mean, this is all a test to see if they can get away with it, period. And they want to get so many nurses and doctors and hospitals and companies involved in the fraud that everybody just kind of covers it up now once it comes out what happened. And now they've set the precedent to do this. Illegal gene therapy, illegal mass testing, and Fauci is a mass murderer who helped launch the HIV pandemic. The evidence, I believe, is overwhelming. So I'm risking my life doing this. So are other people. So is Tucker Carlson. And we're just doing what we have to do. So I hope you understand that. I'm going to go to break, come back with a special guest from Israel who's fighting back, is also the tip of the spear. And that's what we're all about, getting the tip of the spear on. The tip of the spear is all over the place. You're it. I'm it. God empowers us to do it. We're all in this together. Please do not forget, I didn't even plug last hour because I had so much to cover. We don't plug, I won't be here, that you have until Wednesday to get store-wide free shipping and to get Super Male Vitality X2, Down and Out, Privacy Pouches, Knockout Sleep Support, Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultra 12, 50 to 40% off, free shipping. Those products are discounted. A bunch of other products are discounted. And the free shipping. Now, the new sale we've got that will continue on after this sale ends, sold out for 3 months, the nootropic, the brain focused, natural, high-quality chemicals and herbs that do it the healthy way. It's not speed. It's focus. It's amazing. Brainforce Plus, sold out, couldn't get it for months because of the COVID breakdown in supply chain. Back in stock, 50% off and free shipping. And free shipping on it will extend. We're going to have a few products that have free shipping, but it won't be the whole store after Wednesday because it's costing us too much money. I'm not like Amazon that has 5,000 warehouses and has cornered all the markets and, you know, sells a bunch of adulterated crap and all the rest of it. I mean, seriously, they sell a lot of good stuff there, too. It's just a wide-open, giant market. We have quality. And so you're getting a great deal, and it funds the InfoWar. You can't go anywhere else that where you can support folks that are fighting tyranny while getting good products at the same time. So BrainForce Plus, back in stock, 50% off. You got to go read about all the things it has in it. Yerba Mate, L-theanine, Alpha GPC, and a whole bunch of other known ingredients, a total 360 win. As I said, it funds the InfoWar. Free shipping on that. BrainForce Plus back in stock. We also have the new Down and Out liquid sleep formula. It's like rocket rest. It's liquid. It's extremely strong. Probably too strong for some of you, but it gives you deep, restful, amazing sleep. Take it with krill oil, and it's amazing. They're both 40% off with free shipping as well. All right, our special guest from Israel, on with us on the other side.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
They want a world government. They want to depopulate us. They want to sterilize us. And now 17 countries have banned another one of the mRNA vaccines, the AstraZeneca, because of deaths, because of blood clots. So what have they tried to do? Why did India ban the Pfizer vaccine? For deaths. And why did the mainstream media attack me and say that was a lie when it wasn't? They are psychos. They're control freaks. They're mad scientists. They can't help it. And imagine the Jews and all the persecution they've gone through, literally at the hands of Joseph Mengele, the mad scientist in Nazi Germany, and now Benjamin Netanyahu said, maybe we want microchips for children. And now he says, freedom bracelets. When you come in, you can't leave your house, and you got to take the vaccine. Israel is the most draconian, other than some areas of Australia, in the world, beating up their citizens, arresting them for not wearing masks. Ilana Rachel Daniel is a health advisor, researcher, activist, and writer. She's a candidate for English spokesperson for RAPE, Human Rights Political Party in Israel. Facebook, you can find her at Healthy Israel. On Twitter, Elena Rachel 1. And she joins us. We really appreciate her coming on with us. The stuff we see out of Israel is like a science fiction dystopic movie or something. Like I see it. And it's just, it's hard to believe the freedom bracelets, the name itself, and what's going on, and the lockdown, and Benjamin Netanyahu. I was never really attacking him, and now, I mean, he's just as bad as or worse than Fauci. What's happening? And thanks for joining us.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me. I think that you've really already started to nail it. In mid-December, so Benjamin Netanyahu informed the people that by the end of March, he would see all of us vaccinated. And he's made pretty darn good on that up to now. If you're going to believe the media, to at least some degree, then you will see that more than 5 million of our only 9 million citizens have already been injected with at least the first shot of this Pfizer vaccine. And really much more than that is what we know is that there was a contract signed between our government and Pfizer, and we were not privy to any of it. There was no democratic due process. There was no, hey, Israel, would you like to be trial for participants in this study? It was just from one day to the next, this is what we're doing, and it's been an extremely forceful, without informed consent, rollout of this program.
And what's really scary is it's worldwide. It's the same program, just more intense in Israel and a few other places that they admit is the testing ground for the rest of the world. I mean, how is it like for you and others living under this? For people that don't know, this is an extreme lockdown, isn't it?
So the Israeli people have sat in a cumulative 5 months of lockdown, I've been counting, within this past year. And you're talking a tiny country and very tiny little apartments. And we've really been, as I think many countries have been, the citizens of, terrorized by our government. We manufactured overnight a police state. The, as you mentioned as well, the very high fines if we go without our masks. And it's turned police against law-abiding, healthy citizens. There's an atmosphere of fear and really of distrust between our government and ourselves, which has been very painful, because they have changed from morning to night, from day to day, from week to week, the regulations and the policies. It's been a really extraordinary implementation of behavior modification on us, and we know very clearly, we know that we are the model country, that what happens here is intended. Whatever they manage to put together and call scientific data and slap it on some paper, that's what's going to be used for the rest of the world. So there's an extraordinary opportunity here, actually, for us to come together in a way that we never have before. Israel sits very much as if a little island, and here we are reaching out and making incredible connections, because this is a group effort. This is a plan coming for everyone, and we have already implemented this green pass. Green pass, green passport, that name changes as well. But what's real is that there's restaurants that I have sat in and I am not allowed into unless I show a pass that says I've either received this experimental gene treatment or I can show that I've had this coronavirus and I'm better. Of course, according to antibodies, which isn't even how you actually
test. And it's also based on the fraudulent PCR tests that are just as corrupt and fake as the Theranos system. This is happened to Netanyahu? I guess they had him under criminal charges. He knows he's going to be convicted if he doesn't do this. He's obviously being held hostage.
So this video you're showing is really very powerful, because, you know, I also, just like you, Alex, I am not a political person. This is not things that interest me before. I was not a pro or anti. I'm interested in things with a bit more integrity than political fights. And it's been as shocking to me, the aggression and the recklessness that this program has run down, and really with you, BB turning himself into a pharmaceutical rep. In this video that you're watching, BB literally says the actual words that this product is FDA approved, which all you have to do is go onto the website to see that's not remotely true. This is an emergency authorized experimental gene treatment, and they're telling that, and here he is telling the people, this is no problem. Doctors and FDA say go for it. It's extraordinary. It's disappointing.
Well, what are they going to do, as 17 countries have already banned one of them, a bunch of 40 plus have banned other vaccines? I mean, is the mass death number, and is all these famous movie stars and sports icons die from it? World champion basketball, world champion baseball, world champion boxers, they're all dying. What are they going to do? I mean, Netanyahu has literally become Joseph Mengele.
Well, you said it. I would never have expected. I think that power, we know that power corrupts, and I don't think that he started off. I think that he started off in a very different place, and I think the desire that's overwhelmed him, again, it's all, you know, conjecture, but the man wants to stay in power, and not only that, he also wants to stay out of jail, and it's very clear that he thinks that this is a way to go about doing it.
And by the way, for TV viewers, you can see it. For radio listeners, we're seeing armed men in hazmat suits inside synagogues, basically going after people, arresting them. I mean, this is bizarre.
Yeah, it is. It is bizarre. It's extraordinary. You have this green passport, which not only takes you out of all places of leisure, but there's even some synagogues, there's places of worship, gyms, hotels, restaurants. But much worse than that, you even have teachers in Tel Aviv municipality told that they cannot come in to teach their students unless they've taken this. It's unprecedented, and we know that there's not one iota. This is brand new, and there is no to be making a medical apartheid based on. And that's exactly what this is.
Well, the images out of Nazi Germany of rounding up Jews is now being reported.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right to your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
From all over the world, Jews ran to Israel, where they would supposedly be safe. Safe from being numbered, safe from being rounded up, safe from having tracking bracelets or yellow stars put on them. Safe to go to their synagogues, but not now. Now we see images that mirror what we saw in the roundups in Nazi Germany happening. And Benjamin Netanyahu, for radio listeners, a bizarre TV ad, in fact, we'll play some of it here in a moment, saying, don't be a clown, take your vaccine. There's no problems, it's approved by the FDA. No, It's experimental. They skipped animal trials. They skipped it all. And now countries where they just started it are having so much death, all four of the mRNAs are being banned in different countries. But here's Netanyahu getting a fake shot. The guy puts his fingers on the needle. He puts it behind his arm. We have dozens of other videos of them either empty or they're not putting the needles in. There's so many videos coming out every day of world leaders not really taking the vaccine. Look at that. Absolutely, completely fake. Here, let's play some of this video of Netanyahu in a national TV spot in Israel telling people how fun martial law is. Here it is.
כן, מה איתך? מתחסן?
קודם כל חג שמח, ביבי. אבל אומר לך את האמת, אני מפחד, אני לא יודע מה יש בחיסונים האלה.
כן, אל תהיה ליצן. החיסון הזה עבר את טובי המומחים בעולם, את רשות ה-FDA האמריקנית. מיליוני אנשים לקחו אותו, התחסנו, יצאו מהסכנה.
שמעתי שזה משנה את ה-DNA. מה אם צריך שיתמח לי זנב?
כן, תפסיק לקשקש.
Pause again.
מטטו.
So first he's a clown, now he says, oh, it might change my DNA, make me grow a tail. Maybe a tumor, maybe you'll die, like Marvin Hagler. Maybe you'll die like Hank Aaron. Maybe you'll die or almost die like Ben Stein. This is so crazy. Elaine, Rachel Daniel, or Lana Rachel Daniel, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us about your political party. Tell us about your candidacy. Tell us about the fight back about against what's happening in Israel that's so disturbing.
So thank you. So as much a surprise to me as anyone, the truth is that we're all watching our world collapse, and it becomes very clear that if we don't take the action won't be taken. And what good is the truth, I think, that exists in so many of us if we're not going to use it? And now is certainly the time. So it was really a human rights movement that we took to the political arena. And that is what the uniqueness of it is, that we are saying what no one else is saying. We are not talking left or right issues. We are not pro or anti. We are coming with a place of integrity that says what is happening is unacceptable, that you cannot lock law-abiding citizens into their house in house arrest, that you cannot, you know, implement this extraordinary medical apartheid of green passport, and you cannot force, not only not force vaccinations, you cannot force any medical intervention whatsoever. And beyond that platform is one of that we hope to enter into the Ministry of Health to bring transparent health and transparent science and actually be able to educate people with a way to really have a healthy body and mind and make their own decisions and take responsibility for their own health, as opposed to just being spoken to like three-year-old children and told, go inside, go outside, stick this on your face, take it off your face, trust us, we know better than you. It's this entire facade that's been created, that what you see is not what you see, what you experience is not what you experience. We know better than you because I have these credentials. And that's
right.
True.
It's total mass gaslighting. Fauci's on TV like, there's been no side effects, no problems. It's all lies. Meanwhile, there's just death everywhere.
Right. I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think Fauci in particular. I mean, have we heard one single health minister tell any of his people to take vitamin D? That vitamin D will make the difference in literally your infection outcome between life and death, quite frankly, something as simple as that. But no, we do the opposite, and we actually lock them inside their homes, away from the sun and health and anything that could prepare a body to receive an infection and just get over it. So I think that we have failure across the globe on that behalf. And that's actually one of the main desires, is to get in. And like I said, transparency is the name. Transparency of science. The whole point of this internet is that we're all supposed to have access.
I agree. And Alana, they couldn't do this if they didn't have big tech censorship. So I want Brian Stelter at CNN calling for censoring all of us, CNN, MSNBC, big tech. All of you are complicit in genocide. I mean, I don't know what Netanyahu and what Fauci and what all these people think they're going to get away with here, because this doesn't help you, doesn't protect you, doesn't stop COVID. And then on top of it, they won't tell you about vitamin D3. They block things that are good treatments like hydroxychloroquine. This is so villainous. It's so obvious that this is genocide and a medical tyranny. And every few generations we go through this, it's happening to us again, folks. History is repeating right now.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you. And we thought we would be vigilant. We thought we knew what to look out for. And yet we're all focused over here and not realizing that we're being boiled up alive, and we're pretending it's not that hot, but it absolutely is. The whole reason, the implementation of democracy and all of these things are exactly for emergency, not to be suspended in case of. Our forefathers, they knew what they were doing. They knew what they were writing. And it's extraordinary how I think it must be amazing to the people in charge how simple it was to implement such a global agenda.
You're absolutely right. Very well said. They're doing it ahead of a financial collapse and new world currency. I'm sure you're familiar with Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset. This is a yeah. European Union globalist plan. Everybody overuses Nazi terminology, but actually the EU was a Nazi plan. Forced inoculations was a Nazi plan. Klaus Schwab's grandfather helped do the Nazi atomic weapons program. But this is beyond Nazis. This is about a medical worldwide tyranny. Now, Jews are being fitted and others with freedom bracelets to be let go from the airport, like an ankle bracelet. I mean, this is just insane.
Yeah, it is insane. And again, when it comes to our rules of travel, it's one of these things that is so in flux. Again, on a day-to-day basis, we are taking some of these issues to court, not personally, the lawyers, other lawyers in Israel. You know, they've closed our skies. It's unprecedented. I mean, I want to tell you, for me as a Jew and living in Israel, you know, to use analogies of the Holocaust is something that was very sacred. It's not something I ever did in my lifetime. And now the truth of the matter is that the way this is being rolled out, all of this, all of these implementations, I don't see how you can't make the comparison. And it's extraordinary that it is happening here in our land of our refuge. It's if you had written a movie script, people would say it's too unbelievable. the betrayal is really so tailor-made. But I think that, like I said, I think that the powers that be have become too greedy, and they're making that greed and that lust for power is becoming so obvious and so profound that they're doing themselves harm because too many of us are waking up.
And exactly, this is not because you're rational and because you're a loving person and a medical type person, it's hard for you to believe it. It's hard for me to believe it. But this is what power does. We have absolute power. It comes absolutely. Big Pharma wants this. They paid people off. And so they can't help it. People ask, why did Hitler attack all these countries and then do the final solution, which made him lose the war? If he wouldn't have spent half their energy trying to kill all the Jews, he would have won. But for him, he didn't. It came out he just wanted to kill everybody. He wasn't even trying to build this thousand-year Reich. He just wanted to murder everybody. And it's the same thing. It is a crazy, power-mad, centralized system that wants total control, and it wants to see the military and police follow illegal orders. And if you can get a bunch of Israelis to round up the Orthodox and Hasidic Jews and take them to camps, then they'll do anything. It's a loyalty test.
It's actually been amazing to see the pictures that you're showing, the Haredi, the ultra-Orthodox, as we say, have shown more stamina and more ability to absolutely refuse, because to refuse these policies more than anyone, because they have a structure, really, that they've built of themselves. And I think, actually, it's been an incredible amount of respect that I have gained. I think, because it's quite obvious that the government can only implement these things if we obey. And if we don't obey and we realize that we are the many and they are the few, that we have the power, that we
I agree with you. Stay there. You're awesome. And you'll be gone in a segment. We'll go to these calls. You're an amazing lady. We love you. Powerful stuff, folks. History repeats.
Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You look like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel, but I got one. You're the devil in disguise.
Ilana Rachel Daniel is the spokesperson for RAPE, that is the Human Rights Political Party in Israel, and she's a candidate and English spokesperson also for the party. I wanted to tell you more about that, but let's talk about marvelous Marvin Hagler. I'm not a huge sports guy. I mean, growing up I was a sports addict, but I mean, we watched all the heavyweight matches, and we weren't ever usually into middleweight, but my dad and I, we liked Marvelous Marvin Hagler because he was just such a great athlete, and it was so entertaining. You know, he was a really good boxer. He wasn't just hanging on people and playing games like Floyd Mayweather, who's an amazing boxer as well, but he's technical. I mean, Hagler would just get in there and like toe-to-toe, and he's dead one day after he took the shot. And again, folks, I had a medical doctor call in earlier. He has 22 patients died after the vaccine. I mean, I've got family. I have personal family friends that I've known my whole life who have told me that their uncle died after he took it. Second shot, same deal. Started shaking, convulsing, went into a coma, dead in a day. And so I can't even keep track of everybody I know that's dying here. So this is a large global UN plan. And somebody's directing this depopulation. And because here's the deal. If you can get away with getting all the health services be part of this crime and all the governments be part of this crime, with a few cities in Australia, Israel, Spain, and the UK as the model, then they can export this worldwide and have total control. And so we can sit there and say that Netanyahu's evil or Boris Johnson's evil or even Trump thought it was a regular vaccine, thought we could reopen. He's like, well, hell, if it reopens, you should only take it if you want to. But still, that's a big black mark on Trump. But if Trump did anything like freedom bracelets and this, I'd say Trump was horrible. So getting back to you, Ms. Daniel, where does all this go? What else can we do? Big picture, do you know about the Great Reset again? And this is a diabolical plan because, what you're saying about this having Nazi undertones, absolutely, because it's even beyond that. This is medical tyranny. If you know anything about the Nazis, they were into medical tyranny. They really wrote the book on it. So please continue with other points you'd like to make.
Well, I think that obviously when you start talking about what you're talking about, the Great Reset, so that becomes something that's so huge and such a complex web. I personally don't even know how to. This is where I can make a difference. Here in my home with this green passport madness, this medical apartheid, this atrocious rot from within. This is the, any, not to only begin, like you're talking about, to mention the very many real known risks that come with this gene treatment, this experimental gene treatment, but the rot from within that would destroy our society with making a Class A and a Class B citizenry. I mean, this is what I can fight for. This is a battle that's in front of me that I can give my all to. And I know that that's going to be a cog in the wheel that's going to, it's a cog in the wheel that it was going to mess up their plans. And I think that this warning to the rest of the world is saying, this is coming for you. Help us stop it here. That's a big stamp out of a forest fire that they want to make. And know that it's coming. Know that this is an agenda for everyone. This wickedness of the leaders is not unique to here. And understand that, while the rest of the world has this sort of, oh, there's this great vaccine, maybe you really should go and take it, you really ought to take it. Here it's just from one day to the next, you'll be doing this. Because of the uniqueness of Israeli society that has had to depend on its government for security in a way that very few countries really have. So there's been a trust that we have received from our government. And not to mention the fact that we receive most of our news in Hebrew. There's nowhere else you're getting news in Hebrew. But beyond that, in addition for a destruction of democracy, there is a 30-year confidentiality act that prevents the Israeli citizens from knowing anything that happens in the Corona Committee and why they implement these extraordinary policies and legislature. It's completely opaque. We have no idea what they're deciding on. Which is pretty extraordinary.
I totally agree. We are simulcasting this on radio and TV right now, so radio listeners can't see the footage. But we are paralleling Nazi Germany with horses being used on Jews and others versus horses being used on Orthodox Jews, ultra-Orthodox in Israel. You can also show Selma, Alabama, and the police dogs and the fire hoses, the same intimidation. I mean, this is brutal police state stuff, threatening to run them over with motorcycles. If they don't submit and let them take them away and arrest them and take them to quarantine centers. I mean, and of course, meanwhile, it's been ultra-Orthodox doctors in Israel and in New York that first proved hydroxychloroquine was 100% effective, basically. So they're going to be going after them. I mean, these are not ignorant people. They're just not submitting to the modern world. And I watched footage of women beating up men. The men are submitting because they know they'll go to jail. The image of these Israeli women beating up old Jewish men is just insane.
I think that it's actually very clear that a lot of the change that's taking place really actually does start with women. And it becomes more and more extraordinary. We heard BB talking about how he wants 4 shots a year. This green pass is supposed to change you have to renew it every 6 months, and they even want to bring children into it. So I think that further they push it, the more that even people in the shades of gray, they want to divide us. Things are black and white. But we all actually live in these shades of gray. And I think
I want to be clear. Women are being abused by this as well. I'm just saying the images of police and then the images of the state with its power, and then a man's not supposed to hit a woman, and then here are these women in some of the videos beating up the men. It's just, I don't care if it's a man or a woman doing it. It's just all so bizarre.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen those videos, but I actually meant like that women really seem to be initiating the change that's taking place, I think, even globally, really sounding the alarm and being initiators of things.
Oh, absolutely. We have a ton of women on the show that are fighting us. I agree. I don't want to make it men versus women. I'm just saying the images of this are incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. These are some images I myself haven't seen because, of course, I don't watch the mainstream media. I actually really think that it is possible because the truth is that Israel is going to see a lot of embarrassment in the international
world. That was my last question. Where do we go from here? How do folks in America support what you're doing? And how do you see this ending in Israel? Because, people are really saying no.
I think that the international pressure coming in that is demanding of the government that says what you're doing is not only it's likely illegal, it's immoral. You cannot test. We have a Nuremberg code exactly for this reason. You cannot test on your citizens and really demanding to from a human rights aspect. I think just the awareness itself will already begin to put pressure in those people who have ties, business ties, and further Israel.
Well, that's right. And your Skype's breaking up for a moment, so let's just take a pause there. But for people watching this, you know, this is coming to your country. This is all UN-directed. Have you noticed that the UN, we're always told in the news, is where we're supposed to get our behaviors from, that it's the boss? Since when did we wake up and the UN is in charge?
Right. I think that's exactly it. We are the ones that are in charge. And again, I want to go on record as saying that the wickedness of our leadership here does not reflect on this people and this land, which has a remarkable uniqueness and depth, nor on any of the countries in which this is taking place. And I think that this is going to be a global effort. This is a beginning. This isn't going to end in the elections that we have next week, and it's not going to end in a few months' time. This is a long this is a long battle, and I think that we are building these connections is exactly that global formidable force that is going to stop this. I think it's exactly this awareness, it's exactly the recognition of this truth that we do all share cross-culturally, cross-language, and this is what we will stop them with.
Ilana, I totally agree with you. That's why you're outspoken, others are outspoken. Big Tech's trying to silence everybody. That's why we've got to boost this interview and spread it to everybody out there. Incredible. What's the best place for people to find you and find your party and find your information?
So we have a website that's Rappel, RAPPEH.org.IL. We're working on the English aspect. Meantime, we have the Only Health on Facebook. And I have a Twitter account that I've opened exactly for this English speaking community, Alana Rachel One. And I look forward to working with everybody because this is a team effort. You know, and that's
something
that actually, beautiful that can come from it, I think.
All right. God bless you. Be safe. Wow. Really scary stuff out of Israel. It's all directed by the UN and Klaus Schwab, and it's coming to a neighborhood near you. Hour number four straight ahead. I'm going to write your calls, those of you holding for 2 seconds, and then Gerald Celente, the trends forecaster, takes over. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.Video, Tomorrow's News Today. We'll be right back with hour number four.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.